Thank you.
Oh. Oh, boom, 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 boom. The velvet sunrise. The velvet sunrise. The velvet sunrise. You may think that I'm referring to the nachos that you're baking in the kitchen. I know sometimes it seems you don't understand about all the things that are mentioned, but we're trying to tell you the truth. Just so you'll always understand, we're trying to tell you the truth. Talking about a woman to a man, the velvet sunrise is a little something connected close to your thighs.
God.
Young lady, in a humid weather like this, don't you feel the tingle and the bliss of everything that's happening deep inside. Right now, we're going to continue by presenting to you the speaker of the night. Oh, I'm very pleased to present to you Dr. Maurice and his magic formula. Yeah, yeah.
Well, howdy folks, this is Dr. Maurice, the master psychiatrist, here to help you and yours with the problems that are nearest and dearest to your heart. This is not to imply that each and every one of you has something wrong with you, but let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, in this tense modern world of ours, things can get a little bit hectic. That's why I'm simply suggesting that there are things about the way people live today that could be improved with a little attention to the finer details of life. Now, you realize that Austin, Texas is perhaps superior in many ways to other locations in the United States. So some of the things that I'm going to tell you might not apply in this area, but there's always the possibility that you one day will travel away from Austin to a lesser part of the United States, a place where they might have more things wrong with it, and you'll be able to help them simply because you have such groovy vibes. You know what I'm talking about. Well, let's get on with the lecture then. Our subject for tonight is loneliness. Now, loneliness comes in many shapes and many sizes, but I believe that deep down, loneliness afflicts every living creature on this planet. Perhaps God meant it that way, but there's no reason to assume you'll ever escape it. Many have tried, many have sought to alleviate the terrible tension of their lives by trying to find, how shall I put this discreetly, true love. And at the point where they found true love, believed deep down in their heart that loneliness would never again occur to them. But they were so wrong, they were very, very wrong, and I'll tell you what happened. Once upon a time, there was a boy who was lonely, who met a girl who was lonely, and they got together and found true love with a capital T and a capital L, ladies and gentlemen. They really had it good. They moved to a little place not too far from here. It was a yurt on the outside of town. They lived in one of the yurts and found true love. Then one day, the girl had to go to the market to get some lentils. And while she was gone, suddenly the boy felt lonely again, and he had not escaped loneliness, even though he had found true love. And the girl, while she was at the market, had also experienced a similar twinge deep down in her colon area. And I'm just trying to explain to you folks, you'll never get over the problem of loneliness. Now, what to do about it? How to live with loneliness in a contemporary society? There are a number of ways that loneliness, the symptoms thereof, may be alleviated. Never cured completely. It is perhaps a terminal disease. Never cured completely, but might be softened in the following manner. If you can't do it, there's no way that you're ever going to get rid of loneliness in the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. We return now to our song. One, two, three, four.